Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. A senior Hamas official says he expects a ceasefire to be agreed with Israel within the next 2 days as international pressure mounts on Israel and the Palestinian militants to end hostilities. Interventions from the US, Egypt, the UN and others could be close to bearing fruit. Jeremy Bowen is in Jerusalem with the latest.
Speaking this evening to senior Israeli officials, what they have been saying to me is emphasising that it's not immediate, but a path to. I think this is in its end game now, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if by, well, this time tomorrow or even sooner, there will be some kind of a ceasefire in place.
The Democratic-controlled US House of Representatives has voted in favour of establishing a commission to investigate the storming of the Capitol on January the 6th. A significant number of Republicans voted in favour of the proposal, but the party's leaders in both the House and the Senate are opposed, and the legislation is unlikely to pass the Senate. 5 people were killed when supporters of former President Trump stormed the Capitol to try to prevent the Electoral College confirming Joe Biden's victory in November's election. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, has said his first meeting with the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has been constructive. The two men held almost 2 hours of talks in Iceland. Mr. Blinken raised Washington's deep concerns at Russian troop deployments in Ukraine, the need for continued humanitarian access to Syrian refugees, and the health of the Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny. Mr. Lavrov said that the two countries' presidents had agreed on the need to cooperate on issues where they had similar views.
We greatly diverge when it comes to our assessments of international situations and our approaches towards how we should resolve them. Our position is clear. We are prepared to discuss all issues on the table with the understanding that our discussions will be honest, factual, and mutually respectful. Our task is to make the best of the diplomatic opportunities we have, and we are glad to see you are demonstrating such an approach. You can always rely on us to respond mutually to such intentions.
For his part, Secretary of State Blinken said Washington wanted a stable, predictable relationship with Moscow. Mr. Blinken also said that the US had waived sanctions against Nord Stream 2, the company building a gas pipeline from Russia to Germany. A State Department report on the sanctions, which were issued during the Trump administration, concluded that it was in the US national interest to lift the measures, despite evidence that the firm and its CEO had been engaged in sanctionable activity. The $11 billion project will send gas from Arctic Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea. Construction is expected to be completed later this year. World News from the BBC.